To complete her misery, she would have to persuade one of these boozed-up morons to pay her ransom. That was the deal. For sure, the stupidest idea that Michael's family had come up with in the preparations that would lead to their wedding next Saturday. Imogene froze as the door was flung open and quick steps rushed into the vestibule. A man in a hurry. She closed her eyes and drew a deep breath, wondering if she would have to listen to him peeing before she could ask him to pay whatever ransom he would be willing to spend on her. He entered the room, and she heard him exhale. Well, she had to give it to him. It wasn't often that you found a sluttishly attired girl chained to the heater in the men's room.
Excuse me, could you,
He walked over to her, his steps slowing, and she bent her head, but her arms restricted her view of the entrance. She peeked down underneath the pit of her arm. The handcuffs bit into her wrist as she tried to turn, and yet the only glimpse she could catch of him were leather boots and the beginning of slender legs in black pants.
Wow, he said,
and his voice made her shudder. It reached something deep inside her and rolled through her veins, aiming directly at her core.
That must be the most wonderful thing I've seen all evening.
His boots clicked on the marble floor as he stepped behind her and stopped at the basin stand next to the radiator.
And you can see a lot of pretty things on a night in Vegas,
he added in a low, friendly voice.
Surely not in a men's restroom,
Imogene murmured, more to herself than to him. He chuckled a bit.
Surely not.
She decided to cut right to the chase.
I need someone to ransom me. Have you been naughty to deserve this?
She held her breath.
Are you flirting with me?
Maybe. She heard the rustling of jeans and saw him crossing his feet. She could practically feel his eyes all over her body. His scent was warm and smelled of fresh soap and cardamom. Imogene exhaled.
Don't you think that would be taking advantage of my situation? Maybe. Would you pay my ransom if I flirted back? Maybe.
Imogene rested her head against her arm.
Sounds fair.
He circled around and leaned against the wall in front of her.
That's what I think. But even if you didn't consider it fair, the way I see it, you're not in much of a bargaining position. That's not a very gentleman-like thing to say. I'm not a gentleman, then. How fitting that your shirt is too tight to belong to a lady.
She rolled her eyes.
Tell me something I don't know. He laughed, abandoning the smoldering tone that had thickened his voice until now. You're pretty cheeky for someone tied to a radiator. There must be something about you that makes me trust you. I see. But what would your future husband say? He threw a quick glance at the short pink veil attached to the rhinestone tiara in her hazel hair. She matched the look in his dark eyes as they turned to her face again. He wants to see me walking down the aisle in 3 days, so I guess he wouldn't mind. He tilted his head and puckered his lips into the hint of a smile. With all due respect to the lucky guy, he's not taking good care of you. She raised her eyebrows. You think? Uh-huh. He reached out his finger and traced it down the line of her arm. Imogene held her breath as her eyes followed the trail of his tease. If I were him, I'd make sure you'd be tied to... He ran his long finger up her arm again and in a playful gesture moved it over the metal ring and drew a circle in her palm. Nothing but my bedpost. She bit her lip. He never does things like that. Maybe it's time for him to experiment. Her heart skipped a beat. Maybe.